Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at the narration from Sahih Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Allah will not remove knowledge by snatching it away from the people. Rather, He will remove it by taking away the scholars. Until there is no scholar left, people will turn to ignorant leaders who will be asked questions and they will issue religious verdicts without knowledge. They will go astray and lead others astray. This narration is in Sahih Bukhari. We have touched on this issue in one of the previous episodes of the series, but I will elaborate a little further here because the wording here goes into more detail. What we learn from the very last line is that scholars ought to be those who are guided and rightly guided. That's why we should make the dua, Allahumma ja'alni hadiyan mahdiyan. Oh Allah, make me from amongst those who are rightly guided. Myself, I must be rightly guided. Even if I'm not a scholar, I must be rightly guided. So my spouse and my children and everyone in my circle will be then rightly guided by me. So myself, I must be rightly guided and I must be a means of rightly guiding others. That's the best of people. The worst of people are those, as the Quran says, dallu fa adallu. They themselves were misguided and then they misguide others. So they carry the burden of their own misguidance and then they carry the burden of misguiding other people. So as we get closer to Qiyamah, Allah will snatch the ulama, and you will hear every other day of the demise of an alim, and that alim goes then with his or her knowledge and their expertise and their experience. A little bit of it will be left in publications and students, etc. But the bulk of it goes. And then there will be no true scholars. There will be pseudo scholars. There will be people who project themselves as scholars, who carry the titles but don't have the knowledge. Or they have the knowledge but they don't have the piety that goes with the knowledge. And they will start issuing religious verdicts which are wrong, religious verdicts which are harmful, religious verdicts which are not well thought out, religious verdicts which are not in the best interest of the community. So this will become prevalent as we get closer to Qiyamah. And the closer we get, the greater the prevalence. One point I must mention here is it doesn't mean now that when you start to see this, you give up on the scholars altogether. There are two extremes here. One is to say all scholars are wrong because of weaknesses that we may find within the fraternity of scholars. Of course, we are saddened when we see disagreement between scholars getting out of control, when we see scholars conducting themselves in an inappropriate manner, because they ought to know better and they're supposed to be our guides. But like, you know, if doctors were misbehaving, and the quality and the caliber of doctors deteriorate, you don't write off all doctors. It will be to your detriment then. So that's one extreme. The other extreme is to say, no, all scholars are right. And then you end up taking your religious guidance from those who are not rightly guided. And then you're also responsible for allowing yourself to be misguided. So avoid both extremes. Respect everyone. You don't have to get into argumentation and disputes all the time. But choose very carefully who you take your religious guidance from, especially in this in this kind of era where we're far away from the best of times and we're coming ever so closer to the final hour. We should be very careful who we take our knowledge and guidance from. One, and second, we should appreciate the true scholars whilst they are still in our midst. Signs of the hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.